Thank you to our partners, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Banco Beverage Company, Michael Bernadin with REMAX, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Wind Creek Event Center, and WDIY 88.1 FM. We're talking with Matt and Lauren of Shakewiler's Drive-In. They're celebrating 90 years. Let's get to it. Welcome to the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast and to the back rooms of Shankweiler's drive-in. We're so happy to be here, and thank you to Lauren and Matt for having me, and congratulations on 90 years. So that's the first thing we're going to talk about. I know that you guys have only owned Shankweiler's for about a year and a half, and we'll get into that a little bit, but it is the 90th year of this amazing drive-in facility that almost everybody in the Lehigh Valley has hopefully been able to experience. Can you talk a little bit about what people can expect for the 90th year and just how excited you are in general?
I mean, we're basically throwing a giant party. You know, it's a birthday party. We did it last year for the 89th, and we're just amping it up a little bit extra for the 90th.
What I said last year is that, like, when you're the world's oldest drive-in, every milestone, like, every year is a milestone. So 89, whatever. But 90 is really the actual, like, big one. So we're excited.
It's an actual milestone. Yeah. we're not just saying that. So we're putting a little extra flair on for the event. The sort of headlining feature is we're doing a mini reenactment of Shankweiler's early days.
Okay.
So
can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So it's been, Lauren and I have been on sort of this fact-finding adventure where we are trying to find out more about this theater's history, because despite its age and its storied history, there's not a lot of things that we have physically. Okay. Of its past. I mean, we have some artifacts, we have a few photos, but what we have mostly are stories. So we have kind of been compiling everybody's accounts on the myth and legends of the early days of the theater, and kind of peeling back sort of, you know, the facts of how this place started out. And one of the things that we hear consistently is the early days of Shankweiler's, it was really nothing more than two flagpoles and a bedsheet. It was in a repurposed baseball field that Wilson had behind his hotel.
Out here.
And is that what they just decided we would like to show some movies? Or?
Yeah, so so Wilson Shankweiler visited the first drive-in theater in Camden, New Jersey. And it was inspiration for him to bring that experience here to Pennsylvania. And he just was a very DIY guy and just kind of
built it,
used what he had and put it together. Really fast.
Which is like a Field of Dreams thing. So if you build it, and then it just kind of kept, it was
very
so popular,
so.
It just kept growing.
Yeah, so it started out as a very simple kind of bare bones outdoor movie setup. And so we're doing a little display where we're taking it back to that. So we're going to have our bed sheet between two poles. Oh, we're going to set it up on the lot. Like, we're really going to do it.
What size? Like a king size or like a twin? Like, how big are...
Wilson was pretty wealthy. We're gonna go. We're gonna,
we're gonna
go,
go for a big one.
California game. Well, it's fun. Yeah. I guess, and it's, okay. So and more stuff like that.
We have a local car center, the NB Center for American Automotive Heritage.
Okay.
They're gonna be bringing some of their cars, so like period specific from like the 20s and 30s. So they're gonna park it around it.
So we're going to have a small single row of vintage automobiles looking at the recreation of the vintage setup.
We're talking about, is this a specific date? I mean, I should be a better journalist. Like what, what date? Because I know we're celebrating all summer long, right? When I think, and so what is a specific date for the celebration?
So it opened April 15th, 1934. That's a Monday, so like that's not a fun day to have a party. So we're gonna have this on April 13th, which is the Saturday just before it.
Editor's note, this date has been changed to Sunday, April 14th. April 14th is the new date. Thank you. And is it a ticketed thing? How are you gonna run that?
Yeah. So we're really just opening the gates early ahead of our features. So we're gonna have our drive-in display. Right. We're gonna have some extra entertainment here on the lot, and just give people some extra time to experience that. But it's tying right in with our regular programming that night.
Okay. So we're talking all about the fun stuff, the 90 years, but can we talk about you guys a little bit in terms of, you know, you're younger, you know, you're not, you haven't been here for 90 years and, but you've only owned this 90-year-old facility for a year and a half. So I know that we've done podcasts before together and we've talked about your love of cinema. But talk a little bit, walk us through how you guys finally like pulled the trigger on this. Cause what this is, this is part of your life now. Let's be serious. This is a really, really big decision.
It's all encompassing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so can you maybe walk us through when you were like, wait a minute, this is something we can do to when it happened, you know?
I mean, we saw it on the news. Like we had talked about having a drive-in. Like we kind of imagined having our own. We had gone on a road trip and looked at other drive-ins. We were like, we could have one. This would be so cool. And we had this like business plan of how we could pull it off. But this one was for sale for forever. And we saw it on the news and we were like, I mean,
how many drive-ins are there that come up for purchase at all? I mean, that are nearby, too.
Yeah. Nearby, not many. Yeah. Overall, quite a few. If you want to get in the drive-in business, it's my fourth wall break. Look at the camera. We are looking for more people in this industry, and there are a lot of drive-ins for sale. So buy a drive-in.
Yeah.
I guess that's part of me. I guess it would make sense now that some of these people who may own them are getting older.
They're ready to sell. So we're seeing a lot of the old guard ready to retire, and a lot of young people getting into the industry. So Lauren and I are happily not alone in this venture. So we've really in our short journey so far have met numerous new drive-in owners, and we've kind of been talking to each other and troubleshooting and learning together, and it's been very exciting.
But I thought like the younger people were supposed to be on a TikTok and not like this old physical media stuff. I mean,
I think there's a very unique mystique to drive-in culture and the drive-in experience that's strangely timeless, despite the fact that it is sort of an old medium and an old way of experiencing something. We're in an era of rediscovery with drive-ins, and we're finding that a lot of young people are experiencing the drive-in for the first time. And so it kind of is a new thing in a lot of ways, because since so many people are rediscovering it and it's a new thing.
Joseph F. McCloskey School of Nursing at Lehigh Valley Health Network is now offering the flexibility you need in your nursing education with a new evening and weekend program. In just 2 years, you can achieve your dream to become a registered nurse. Campus locations in Pottsville and Center Valley near Allentown. Your time is valuable. Our program is designed for your success. Apply now for the fall semester at lvhn.org/son. I mean, we brought our daughter here many times, and I grew up in Wayne County, and there was an old drive-in there in Honesdale when I was growing up. So I feel spoiled in that regard. You know, you talk online in the Lehigh Valley, what do we have, three within a decent driving distance? There are people, if you're watching this in an area where you don't have a drive-in, I feel sorry for you. Like, it's amazing to be able to do this. One thing that I love that you guys are doing. I had talked to somebody and I had mentioned I was coming up here. They're like, oh, well, they're probably closed for the season. No, they're not. They don't close for the season. That is definitely one of the things that you guys said when you took over that you were doing. Can you talk a little bit about your year-round schedule?
You want to talk about that?
And how that works?
Yeah. So drive-ins historically were open year-round.
I did not know that.
Back in, you know, the 50s and 60s, when it was in the heyday of like thousands of drive-ins, a lot of them were open year-round. Some of them even had little portable heaters on their speaker poles so that you could take a heater and put it in your car. And then as people kind of paid off their bills and didn't need to be open year-round, a lot of them started closing during the winter. We always missed going to drive-ins during the winter. It's like the dark time when you can't go. So it all kind of came together for us where we were like, we should just be open. We can make it work.
For a lot of people, in the context of now, and people who have, you know, drive-ins that are either have been in families for a long time, or, you know, are generational, or just have older owners that have the theaters paid off, it's a part-time thing. It's supplemental income. It's something, it's a passion project. For Lauren and I, it's our full-time job. Mm-hmm. We are here every day of the week working on the theater and working at the theater. It's how we live. So to facilitate that, it has to be open. You have to have cash flow. So here we are. We're open all year long.
And it's not only movies year round, but you've done some events as well. You mentioned the antique cars, but you've done other stuff similar to that, right? Mm-hmm.
We do a cruise in through the summer where people bring in their old cars and park and go look at other people's cars. We've done craft shows and markets. We've done blood drives. We keep trying to find reasons to be open during the day and cool things to try.
I know that I'm saying this and you know it, but even like driving up here, this area where it is in the Lehigh Valley, it just kind of makes sense. Like this is the, it makes sense that this would be a place, a gathering place for events. Like why not? And I'm not saying anything about previous owners. It's just great that you're looking at a space that exists, and instead of like, let's tear it down and put in a couple warehouses, like how can we make this like a treasure? It's a gem. Like again, when we're here with our daughter, it takes me back to when I was a kid, and there's not many places that can do that. So it's fantastic.
It's a space that oozes potential. And Lauren and I quickly discovered that so much of it is untapped.
Sure.
And, you know, we are sitting on our event space that's in the heart of the valley, conveniently located right off the highway. Like this, you can do so many cool things here. So that's been our sort of initiative to really engage more and be a little more active in this community.
You talked a little bit about other drive-ins. Do you guys have like a network? I would hope, because there's so few, right? Do you kind of go over, hey, what's working for you? And hey, we tried this. And
we definitely have other peers that we talk to.
We have our drive-in friends.
Yeah, we have drive-in friends. And like if we have issues, like one time Matt called a drive-in owner out in Ohio and was like asking him questions. Yeah. And the other night we got a call from someone from Kentucky. And we also talk to people who run independent small theaters, mm-hmm. because as a single screen drive-in, we have challenges that other just small single screen theaters have. So we try to talk to as many people in the industry as possible.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Like we drove by the Roxy to drive here. And it's kind of like, that's neat. It's your, you know, same, different feather, I guess, same bird, something like that. I'm sure that you've had interactions with people who have been like, I've been coming here since I was like in the womb. Do you have any maybe fun stories or is there anything that comes to mind when you think of an interaction with somebody since you started owning it?
I recently connected with a woman who lives in Bethlehem. So in our journey to learn about the history of the theater, I started going to some of the local historical societies to try to find out like what they know and what was going on, you know, decades ago. And they connected me with a woman who lives in Bethlehem who used to live in one of the houses right behind the drive-in. Okay. And she sent me some pictures, and they had a picture of a screen that we've never seen before. So we know the history of the drive-in. We know it had the bed sheet, and then it moved on to another screen, and then that got ruined in a hurricane, and then they built the screen we have now. Okay. But apparently there was a secret,
like the in-between screen.
Yeah, there was an in-between screen, a modification of one of the
kind of where they made it a little bit bigger.
They built it out a little bit,
and
more.
We would never have known that if I hadn't seen this picture. Like it was incredible. So because it's just not in any of the books or any of the pictures we'd seen before.
I thought of those houses. Like, do they get like if they can watch the movie from their bedroom? How does that work?
So I mean, it's. So Wilson Schenkweiler owned all those properties.
Oh, okay.
He actually built that neighborhood back
then. Oh, so Schenkweiler Manor.
It's called Schenkweiler Manor. There's
so they just get like, when you get a mortgage there, it's just like, you also get free movies?
Kind of.
Yeah.
In the 50s and 60s, he actually had speakers hardwired into each of the houses so they could literally turn on a speaker and sit in their living room and watch the movie.
That's a selling point?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I did not know
now
that.
Now they can tune in with just their FM radio.
We actually have new neighbors in the house directly behind us, and they moved in, and the first thing they did was walk over and say, "Hey, we bought this house because it was behind you guys, and we're so excited to be next to a drive-in."
That's awesome.
In the summer, they'll like walk over. They see the neon come on the snack bar. They go, "I'm hungry. I want some popcorn." They walk over and get some popcorn.
We have neighbors come over to get snacks.
Well, I mean, the good thing is because people can't complain. Like, hey, a drive-in was just built in this neighborhood. It's like, you know very clearly what's in this neighborhood as you're coming through. I always thought that would just must be so much fun to, like, if you were having your friends come over, like, "Guys, we're going to watch from the porch," or whatever. So that's good to know. I didn't know
definitely have viewing parties.
Yeah, there's a corner house. So you'll see all the way around the drive-in, it's a tree line, except for in front of one house. He's a guy on the corner. And he had requested. He requested that there be no trees in front of his house so he could see the screen. And he is like the neighborhood gathering spot. So we'll have block parties back there.
That's so fun. That's really neat. Well, and it's like we talk about community, you know, is that one of the things that you've said it a few times, but can you talk a little bit more about, you know, have you reached out to, I'm sure people came to you and said, "Hey, can we do events?" You know, what is your thoughts on community as it pertains to Schenkweilers?
Well, my background is social work. So I was a social worker for a long time, and I've translated that into this as like trying to connect with organizations and local community, like centers and library and whatever, to try to come up with as many different events and ways to work together. So we started immediately just sort of talking to different people, but we've had a lot of people approach us as well.
For sure.
But we're definitely injecting ourselves a lot more just in our immediate community. And the Lehigh Valley at large, you know, we're trying to get more involved in events around us and trying to bring more events to the theater. Cause like I had said earlier, it's a natural gathering space. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think there's definitely a lot of potential to sort of bring everybody together, whether it's at the theater or bringing the theater out to, you know, other organizations.
I'll say it for the thousandth time. Like, we're so fortunate to have Schenkweilers in our community. You know, it's such we took the back road to get up here. I'm like, this is such a nice drive. You know, it's like everything just works with this. So can we talk a little bit about some of the, we talk all the good stuff, right? So what are some challenges maybe you guys have had? I'm sure you can, like, where would you like to start? But what are maybe, you know, one of the things that you overcome that you're really maybe proud of, or some of the stuff that you've encountered?
Well, I think the plight of all small businesses right now is just the cost of goods, the cost of services, everything has gone up. So that's been a challenge because we kind of jumped into this existing business, and that was exciting because we didn't have to scale up or anything like that. But immediately all of our costs started going right up. And we talked to a lot of people in similar situations, like just even around the Lehigh Valley, but it's definitely a big stressor.
Sure, kind of affects for everybody, right?
Yeah.
For every small business. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really that bottom line, and, you know, making sure there's enough revenue to cover the bills is a very stressful and very real problem that we're not immune to. So, especially it's really stressful over the winter because it's, you know, you're adding the elements on top of it.
And you basically started a new business. I mean, to be honest, if you weren't open at those times and they're saying we are, and we're doing you have to educate everyone and let them know.
Yep. But it's discovery for us too. You know, I've never run a drive-in in the winter. So what does that mean? What happens when it snows? And those are things that.
What happens when it snows?
If we can shovel through it, then we're open.
Yeah. The general rule that we follow this year is if my van can make it to the snack bar, then we can open.
Yep.
It's a good rule.
Then we just tell people when they come in, like, can you drive in the snow?
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to, because we're not paved, so we can't plow it.
There's nowhere to put the snow if we do. Yeah. So it's just kind of.
Maybe like your emergency driving tow trucks or AAA.
We shovel out the snack bar.
A lot of cars.
Did you ever think, were you like, when you were pushing that car out of the snow in the driveway, were you thinking, this is what I would be doing? Like, in a great way. You know, it's just crazy to find yourself in that position. What were some of the your most favorite movies over this last year and a half that you've shown?
Barbie.
What?
Barbie.
Of course. Barbie's definitely
up there. It was a fun movie, but it was also probably the most fun atmosphere. Like, everyone was so excited, and they came dressed up, and they had, like, they decorated their cars.
She took her mom. They didn't go to the drive in, you know, full disclosure, but, like, they went all dressed. I felt like the movies again.
Yeah. It was a big experience where, like, the second you came in, you were in, like, Barbie land. So that was a lot of fun.
I think my favorite, and it's become an annual thing, is every winter we do a screening of The Thing.
Yeah.
And this year we paired it with The Shining.
People will drive for that, too.
It was crazy. I think I told you about that earlier. We had like 150 to 200 cars here.
And that's in winter.
In the middle of winter.
February.
We almost sold out because it's just such a captivating idea to watch these cold weather movies in a cold environment and actually feel like you're part of the movie. We did it last winter, and we did it on this really blistering cold night in January.
It was like negative 15
wind chill. Like, you would walk through the snow, you'd step inside, the snow would melt, and then you would walk back outside and flash freeze on the cement, like you get stuck.
It was cold.
You'd be in your car and you'd hear like a crunch outside.
You see
like,
Kurt Russell with his big hat standing outside in the Arctic tundra, and you're like, oh, I'm there with him. But it just was one of those shows that captured the imagination, and
everyone was so
immersed and a part of it, and we were all sort of together experiencing this. And that's circling back to that notion of community, and community can manifest in so many forms. And here we have people from not just the Lehigh Valley, but all over the place gathering here and having that shared
experience. In the middle of winter in a space that wasn't utilized for that, coming out of COVID. I mean, it's like, that's really fun. I'm sure you're looking over that going, look at all these cars out here. Like, I don't know. That's just great. That's a big...
That was surreal for me. And that's what makes all of it worth it, is those little moments of like, oh, we did something really cool. Neat.
So now, instead of talking about the past, moving forward, where do you see small independent theaters, one screen drive-ins, the next 5 or 6 years? It seems like an exciting time for these spaces. What do you see kind of things that maybe you're looking forward to? Joseph F. McCloskey School of Nursing at Lehigh Valley Health Network is now offering the flexibility you need in your nursing education with a new evening and weekend program. In just 2 years, you can achieve your dream to become a registered nurse. Campus locations in Pottsville and Center Valley near Allentown. Your time is valuable. Our program is designed for your success. Apply now for the fall semester at lvhn.org/son.
Staying open.
Yeah. Paying the bills.
Staying open, paying the bills.
So I think I get on rants about this all the time to Lauren. And Lauren has to deal with me going on diatribes about the industry constantly.
But my wife too, Jordan. Not about this, but you know, things
truly,
in general.
Truly, I believe that the future of cinema and exhibition is with the independents. That's where it's at. Because those are the ones that are building the Barbie boxes. Those are the ones that are eventizing the experience. Those are the ones that are creating that atmosphere of community and bringing people together in the shared experience. And I really think, you know, if the industry is smart, they're going to invest and pay attention to these independent theaters, because they're the ones that are bringing people into the seats.
And let's be,
or in our case, cars on the lot.
Let's be completely honest, though. Like, going to see and taking my child to an AMC movie theater, whoever it may be, you know, depending on the movie, it is what it is. And there's been some times going through, you know, with everything the way that it's understaffed or it's, you know, whatever. But the experience of coming to a drive-in compared to that, there are two completely separate things. Mm-hmm. Like, my favorite part of being at the drive-in sometimes is that walk from the car to the candy or like to get popcorn. That's my favorite part. I don't know. Like, it's just like hearing everybody, seeing the neon and that sort of stuff. And it's so authentic. You can't make that. It just is.
Yeah.
I think there's a time and a place for indoor movies. But if you want something a little bit different, more of like an immersive experience, it's going to be somewhere like us.
I think the coolest thing about the drive-in experience over other forms of exhibition is it's so customizable. I mean, the experience you're creating it, mm-hmm. essentially, you know, you're bringing your car, you're bringing your seats, you are creating the environment that you're going to enjoy this movie in. And you're doing that while sharing that experience with other people. And you just don't get that kind of versatility, mm-hmm. at an indoor.
It's even down to like, we're happy. We're going to do like a quick ad for this podcast, like on your screen. And I saw the advertisements that are going to be, some of you posted that, all local advertisements, all, you know, just, yep. It's fun to have that. We're not sitting through, yeah. you know, national ads. These are people down the street.
Yep.
And that's also that's a business aspect to you guys as well.
Absolutely. It was really important to us to be able to amplify local businesses. There are so many, like we were talking about, small businesses yeah. have challenges right now. And I don't think anybody loves it when they come, you know, and they see like a macaroni and cheese commercial or like,
right. It's like, I know McDonald's exists, guys. Right. You don't need yeah. to.
You know, McDonald's exists, but you might not know about like the career coach down. You might not know about restaurants. Like there's like certain things that you're learning about here.
Yeah. And it's another aspect. That's fantastic. So, is there anything else we want to talk about 90 years? I mean, for you guys, it must be a very unique position because you came in a year 88 point yeah. whatever, you know. Can you just talk about like your relationship with Schenkweilers now and what you're hoping for in the future?
I think it's really overwhelming.
Yeah.
When I think about the actual historical significance of this, it's like kind of, it's overwhelming to think about that. Like, how did we end up here? but like, how did we end up here? I don't know. Like of all the drive-ins, we get this one.
The important one. Yeah. None of them are any less, but still like the one that it could have been sold to the wrong people. And I'm really happy that you guys are the ones who got it.
It know? Was really just right place, right time, and a lot of determination, and a lot of work.
A lot of paperwork,
a lot of money.
I didn't want to get the details. Like, how do you, you know, I'm sure it's very complicated.
Very complicated, so. But it's worth it. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but it is. You know, you always have those moments of like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, I feel in over my head. But then, you know, after a busy night, I'll be locking up the drive and I'll just take a look back behind me and go, okay, we did it. That's another night. We did it.
Love it.
And that's really cool. We did a post on our social media a few weeks ago. We have a good night slide that comes up at the end of every night. And it's like you see that and you just kind of breathe and go, yeah. We did it. We have another show.
We made it through the night.
We made it through a night. Everyone's happy. Perfect. See you tomorrow.
We hope that we get to see many of them this spring and summer. We hope you guys continue to go for another 90 years as long as you want to.
We're gunning for it. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to go for 90 years.
But it's
a driving wheel.
It is amazing just to see like you're part of the history. Like there's no escaping it now. You guys are
yeah, we're in it.
We're on the Wikipedia page now.
It's official. Yeah. You can't go back. It's amazing, but Matt and Lauren, Schenkweilers Theater, Schenkweilers Drive-In, if you guys haven't been here and you live in the Lehigh Valley, come. If you're from outside of Lehigh Valley and you have a chance to come here, please do. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you out there. Thank you again to our partners, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Banco Beverage Company, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Wind Creek Event Center, and WDIY 88.1 FM. Big thank you to Schenkweilers. Be sure to look them up. Get out there. Even if you miss their big celebration, doesn't matter. They're open year-round. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.